This is Casey Currents. I'm Sylvia Maria Gross.
And I'm Susan Wilson. This month on Casey Currents, we've been talking to some of Kansas City's most creative couples. It's a series inspired by the work of iconic Mexican artists Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera, which is on display this summer at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art. Kahlo and Rivera have a famously tempestuous relationship, which sometimes inspired their art. Our next couple graduated from the Kansas City Art Institute and opened the Subterranean Gallery in the basement of a building in Hyde Park. The gallery doubles as their apartment and has played a big role in their relationship. As Ayla Rexroth and Clayton Skidmore have showcased the work of other local artists and hosted events and exhibitions, they've had a few adventures of their own in their 7 years together. KCUR Sangeeta Shastri has this story.
8 minutes into my conversation with Ayla Rexroth and Clayton Skidmore, the lights go out. Everything's dark.
Oh, we blew a fuse.
Hold on 1 second.
During the very middle part of the day, that's been happening.
We're sitting in Subterranean Gallery, the room just out front of the space that Ayla and Clayton share.
In the belly of the building, you end up managing everybody else's like heat and air conditioning and making all of their gas meter guy appointments. It's just much more public than we thought it would be. There's just constantly people in and out of here.
Clayton's art is hanging on the walls. He works on collages, and the ones here are everything from small foot-by-foot squares to others that almost take up the width of an entire wall.
It's a sampling of a larger world and taking in and reproducing it and reconfiguring it into something of my own fantasy, of my own interest.
Light illuminates the pieces and reflects off the painted rock walls. But this white space definitely isn't what it looked like a few years ago, Ayla says.
This place was really terrible when I moved in. It was an awful place to be, and I knew I was taking on something that was much bigger than who I was at the time.
They worked for 3 years to fix up the raw, unfinished lower level of the century-old building on Warwick Boulevard.
We would pull down pieces of the ceiling, and we'd think we were pulling off a little chunk, and then the whole thing would just slam onto the floor, and we'd have like mushroom clouds of black dirt.
Clayton raised his eyebrows at the project at first, but with every show, Ayla pocketed enough money to put up one drywall at a time. She and Clayton painted the original rock wall white and borrowed a vacuum cleaner to soak up what Clayton called a little lake in the gallery space.
Ayla has such an amazing will, and everyone was so surprised the first time they saw the clean walls in the basement. Those early years working on the gallery were really very exciting in a lot of ways because you were seeing the immediate transformations of this really like dirty, dingy place into something that was a little more.
Ayla and Clayton have both always known that art would be a big part of their lives. They graduated from the Kansas City Art Institute with painting degrees, Clayton in 2009 and Ayla the next year. And the building on Warwick has been a focal point in their lives for a while.
It's funny because we met just literally next door in the apartment next door and have been living in this little complex of apartments for 7 years.
Yeah. we kind of became adults together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They say there's virtually no line between their personal lives and their work.
Some people have religion, we have art.
We never stop talking about art. It could be in a bar over a couple of drinks.
It should be in a bar.
It could be like laying on the couch and we're both drained of all energy and we're talking about what's in front of us and analyzing it.
A perfect example of that was an event called the Hot Tub Dialogues. Ayla and Clayton say it was the biggest collaboration of their time living and working together at the Subterranean Gallery.
We co-curated that and basically organized the entire event together. That was the first time we ever worked together so intensely, and we learned a lot from doing that.
Basically, it was a lecture series with a hot tub, a bar, and a band squeezed into the small space for one night. They launched a campaign on the crowdfunding site Kickstarter, and they raised $2,700 to make their project a reality. Ayla and Clayton invited speakers they really looked up to, handed everyone some drinks and some bathrobes, put the speakers in the filled tub, and then they talked art. It started out as a joke, Clayton said, but when a friend offered up his parents' old hot tub, and when it later ended up taking over a lot of the small gallery, Ayla and Clayton were committed, but it wasn't easy.
So we ended up finding out that we had to really separate out what tasks went to what person, which is totally common sense for any business. But because we're a couple, we automatically thought that like, oh, we'll do it together. And it just absolutely did not work.
Despite the challenges, the event was a big success.
We also sold out of tickets in 4 days. It told us that our value in the community was something that we hadn't anticipated at all.
And that's why it's going to be hard for Kansas City's art community to say goodbye to Ayla and Clayton. They're moving to New York City this month so Ayla can pursue her MFA at Hunter College. On the rooftop of a friend's apartment building downtown, there was one last get-together.
Okay, yeah. No, I've seen a lot of your stuff. I really like your work.
We'll be moving out to New York in a minivan with all of our stuff and our art with us. And I'm excited to be back in a studio environment. Partially because I just feel like I really want something new to react to, and I feel like my work is so heavily reliant on what's directly around me.
Clayton's looking for formal training, too. He's thinking about going to grad school himself, but for now, he's on the lookout for an artist he might work with in New York, and he has some leads about framing jobs.
I know what I want to be, and I know I want to be an artist, and I want to figure out ways of doing that. And this year, I'm getting more and more practice with that, and I've had some major successes this year with my own art practice here, and I want to see how I can apply what I've learned to New York City.
The future is still uncertain. A degree in art doesn't ensure anything, Ayla and Clayton say. But the couple knows that having each other makes it easier.
All I know is that I know how to apply what I've learned, and I feel like that's manifested here in the gallery, but it's just not a guarantee. So it's kind of like you're in this uneasy place together, and that kind of helps.
Now, Subterranean Gallery will be in the hands of Melanie Mitchell, another graduate of the Kansas City Art Institute. She interned with the gallery while she was in school, and she was at the party to say goodbye. Like her predecessors, she'll inherit the apartment, too. She moved in August 1st. For Casey Currents, I'm Sangeeta Shastri.
See photos of Ayla Rexroth and Clayton Skidmore in their home and at work, and find more stories of Kansas City's creative couples on our website, kcur.org.